What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll look back at the music of Jesse Crump, also known as Tiny Crump, an important pianist on the Indiana Avenue scene during the early 1920s. During his long career, Jesse recorded jazz, blues, and ragtime music. Jesse is best known for his association with blues singer Ida Cox. The couple were married and performed together often during the 1920s and 30s. Jesse Crump made significant contributions to the Naptown jazz scene. 100 years ago, on July the 20th of 1923, Jesse traveled to Richmond, Indiana, recording four tracks at the Jeanette Records studio. These historic recordings represent the earliest known audio document of the Avenue music scene. Up first, we'll hear two solo recordings from Jesse Crump. We'll start with Golden West Blues, named after the Golden West Cafe, the Indiana Avenue club where Jesse performed. After that, we'll listen to Mr. Crump's Rag. That was Jesse Crump with Mr. Crump's Rag, recorded 100 years ago on July 20th, 1923, at Richmond, Indiana's Jeanette Records studio. In addition to the two solo recordings we heard, Jesse also cut two sides with the Naptown blues singer Nina Reeves. We'll hear those tracks next. Up first, we'll listen to Indiana Avenue Blues, co-written by Jesse Crump. After that, we'll hear Louisville Lou. That was Nina Reeves and Jesse Crump with Louisville Lou, recorded 100 years ago on July 20th, 1923, at Richmond, Indiana's Dinette Records Studio. Jesse Crump spent much of the 1920s on the road, touring with vaudeville shows. In 1927, Crump married vocalist Ida Cox, the uncrowned queen of the blues. Cox and Crump recorded many sides together for Paramount Records, and we'll hear four of those tracks now. Hard Oh Lord, Treetop Tall Papa, Midnight Hour Blues, and Give Me a Break Blues.
I didn't break nothing in this old world, and nothing I'll carry away. Hard, hard, ain't it?
Was Ida Cox with Give Me a Break Blues, featuring Jesse Crump on piano. On this week's show, we're looking back at the music of Jesse Crump, an important pianist on the Indiana Avenue scene during the early 1920s. Jesse Crump also played the organ, as you'll hear on this 1925 session with Ida Cox. This is Coffin Blues, followed by Rambling Blues. Don't touch that dial. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music featuring Jesse Crump after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're looking back at the music of Jesse Crump, also known as Tiny Crump, an important pianist on the Indiana Avenue scene during the early 1920s. During his long career, Jesse recorded jazz, blues, and ragtime music, but he's best known for his association with the blues singer Ida Cox. Up next, we'll hear two more tracks Jesse and Ida recorded together, Bone Orchard Blues and Boo's Crazy Man Blues.
What are you doing here so soon? I have to walk my floor with you, morning, night, and noon. Ever since my man left me, your whiskey drive away your only friend. You know I stuck with you, sweet daddy, through thick and thin.
That was Ida Cox with Boo's Crazy Man Blues, recorded for Paramount Records in 1928. That track featured Jesse Crump on piano. In 1929, Jesse recorded a pair of records with the blues singer Billy McKenzie. We'll hear two of those tracks now, Stew in Your Mess and Put Your Mind on It.
Fight like that and shake that thing. But here's a song you love to sing called Stew in Your Mess. Rip up and da da dum, Stew in Your Mess. Rip up and da da dum. Everybody loves to, Lord loves to their mess. Mama, mama, where have you been? Don't you think I want loving now and then? You can't treat me this away. I must have my loving night and day. So put your mind right on it, Mama, I mean and how. Da 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 da.
That was Billy McKenzie with Put Your Mind on It, recorded for Paramount Records in 1929. That track featured Jesse Crump on piano. By the late 1930s, Jesse Crump had retired from his life on the road. Around 1937, he returned to Indiana, taking up residence in Muncie, Indiana. Jesse performed often at local clubs in Muncie, but he would not record again until the late 1940s. By that time, Jesse was living in San Francisco. In San Francisco, Jesse performed often with the Dixieland trumpet player Bob Scobie. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Jesse recorded with Bob Scobie, Georgia on My Mind and Just a Closer Walk with Thee. That was Bob Scobie with Just a Closer Walk with Thee, featuring Jesse Crump on piano. We'll end this tribute to Jesse Crump with a 1946 single he recorded with Jean LaRue, a successful female impersonator on the West Coast. We'll hear Jean LaRue singing Trouble, Trouble, followed by the record's B-side, Boogie Joys. Was Jesse Crump with Boogie Joys. Jesse Crump died in San Francisco on April the 21st of 1974. Thanks for joining us for this look back at the music of Jesse Crump, an important pianist on the Indiana Avenue scene during the early 1920s. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.